You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I want to talk about stress. How do we deal with stress? Where does our stress come from? And why does it stress us out so much? Later on in the hour, I'm going to be offering some suggestions and new perspectives on how to deal with stress and how to make it actually work for you. And yes, this actually can be done. I find stress is very interesting. Everybody interprets it differently. We feel it differently. We deal with it or not deal with it in a unique way. And sometimes, depending on how we deal with it, can make or break a day, can make or break our week, or make or break our year. And stress is not a joking matter. Sure, we get stressed out, we feel stressed, overly stressed, amped. But when we deal with it effectively and figure out how to deal with it effectively, all of a sudden we're in charge of our life, we feel better about ourselves, and we are ultimately in more control of our day-to-day situations. And so I want to begin tonight's discussion with talking about how people handle stress differently. And not only do we often handle stress differently, we often handle it, well, not so right. Some people might use the word wrong. We normally handle our stress wrong. We don't do what's right. We tend to do things that, well, don't make a lot of sense. And I think it's because rarely do you have someone in your life that says, hey, Ashley, what's going on? Hey, this is what happened to me in my life. And, you know, the way that I best handle stress is by doing X, Y, Z. And these tips really help. And very rarely do you ever hear anybody tell you about that. You might see an article on LinkedIn about stress. And how many of us actually follow through and read that whole article, clicking through all the links and what have you, going through the ads for the New York Times or whatever other ads? Yeah, we really don't, because what? We're stressed out. We don't have time. And, you know, it's interesting because oftentimes, too, when you read a lot of these blogs and stuff like that, some people can contribute quite unique information, while others seem to be cookie cutter and repetition and things that we've already tried or things that just don't sound like they're going to work. And so tonight's show is based on real things that you can do that really work to deal with your stress. But I'm going to begin right now with talking about the different ways that we handle stress. You know, the first way that many of us handle stress is we do what? You can fill in this word right now. We internalize. We internalize that stress. And what happens when we internalize that stress? Yeah, it's not a pretty picture. You know, it doesn't look good. It's definitely not going to be on the cover of a magazine of any sort of, like, good magazine. I mean, except for, like, you know, this month's article of Lose It, you know, and you could be the front page of the article. But when we internalize it, what happens? We let it take over our life. It impacts every area of our life. And I know many of you are out there saying, well, you know what, Ashley, I compartmentalize. I'm a genius at compartmentalizing. Well, you know what? I've seen you geniuses out there compartmentalizing, and it seems like it doesn't work. It seems like the more you think you can compartmentalize, the more your life seems to be in total shambles. Because I'm here to tell you, you got one consciousness and one subconscious, and when you start screwing around with things and you start having things here and there and going willy-nilly and internalizing stress, it's going to basically seep in to every area of your life. And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer on this. I'm just being honest. I mean, we as humans really can't compartmentalize. If you were a robot, perhaps you could, but I still think eventually robots are going to have total emotions and feelings. It's going to be a totally different story, and they're not going to be able to compartmentalize either. So, you know what? There you go. The human race and the robots got problems. So, let's go back to the concept of internalization. When we internalize our stress, we like to do what? What's the other terminology that we use about stress? We bottle it up. We bottle it up. Yeah. It's like we're a Dr. Pepper plant. We're bottling it all up. You know, we're bottling this stuff. You know, we're holding it in. We're pressurized. None of that sounds very good when it comes to stress or anything for that matter, really. You know, because you know what's going to happen. It's eventually going to blow up. There she blows. Ah, get out of the way. You know, don't be collateral damage. Ah, run for your life. Yeah. Internalization and bottling it up seems to be the poster children for what I like to call stress, dealing with stress per this lifetime as a human being. Now, I used to be one of those people that what's the next thought? Holds it in. Holds on to it. And it wasn't until, like, you know, it was just like one more thing piled on, and then one more thing, and then one more thing, and then, yeah. And, you know, it's insane. And that's when you go crazy and you lose it, usually in an inopportune time. I mean, when is a good time to lose it? You know, really? Not really ever, really. I mean, unless you were by yourself in the middle of the woods and the trees weren't really that pissed off at you. Yeah, that'd be okay, I guess. But when you're around people and you have a good reputation and people respect you, the last thing you want to do is to go willy-nilly losing it, okay? But we have a tendency of doing it. It could be anything. It could be somebody saying, you know what? No, I can't make it to that meeting. Because you've held it in from what happened at work and what happened, you know, 10 days ago at the office, what happened, you know, 5 days ago at home, what your wife said, what your husband said, the bonehead thing that your kid did that you had to go down to the school and deal with the teacher and tell them that they're not going to do it again and yada, 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 yada. Anyway, and you go through that whole process and all of a sudden somebody makes a small comment. It's normally not something big. It's normally something pretty okay, pretty genuine. You just go, wah, you lose it. And why we do that is because we just keep putting it in. We keep bottling it up. We keep pressurizing it. And, you know, if you've read any articles in the last 10 years, probably even more, you know that the more you bottle up your emotion, especially negative emotion, obviously, because I don't really think you can bottle up the positive. Maybe you can. But when you bottle up that emotion and you bottle up that stress, not only does stress cause weight gain because of cortisol, which is, you know, scientifically proven. You can go and look at that online. Just Google that. But I believe that stress can cause cancer too. Okay? I do. And I think you can find a lot of articles about that. You can find a lot of leading surgeons and doctors and professors talking about how they also believe that to some degree as well. Because I think that when we get angry, anger, to me, is a response of stress. So anger is usually a response of stress. And internalizing anger, when we internalize anger, you might feel like you're hiding it, but it just never seems to work for you. Internalized anger, to me, is like a death sentence. It'll kill you. And it's not going to make you stronger. It's going to kill you. Okay? And over time, the longer and the longer you internalize that stress, the more pain you're going to feel, the more ill you're going to feel, and the more you're generally going to feel out of control, and you're going to begin to internalize that anger, and you're going to begin to respond with that anger in almost every area of your life. It's just the way it is. And I don't want to see you do that. I don't want to see you go through that because you're a good person and you don't deserve to have that. So how do we deal with that? How do we overcome that? Instead of internalizing it, instead of bottling it up, instead of holding on to it, instead of blowing up, or instead of just going crazy. Man, she just went crazy. God, did you see that back there? She just like went off. I've never seen that. I've never heard that many cuss words. I've never seen somebody's face look like that. I mean, look, she's going to shoot fire out of her eyes and smoke out of her ears. And it happens to the best of us because we do have a lot of responsibilities. We have a lot of things on our back. We have a lot of things that we have to deal with. Many of you have several, maybe one or two jobs. Some people going to school and working, family, children, all those things. Plus, working on self, working to be better than you were yesterday, trying to work on all that stuff is hard. And taking care of a household, a house, whatever it is, and dealing with car issues and this and that and summer camp and fall break and class and school and getting the kids back to school, all that stuff in between, it causes stress. And so tonight, as you listen to the show, I'll be talking more when I return from break of where the stress comes from, how to see it, how do we deal with it, and what we can do about it. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. Also, don't forget to go online to YouTube. Go to YouTube, go and put in the subject line for the search bar, Ashley Burgess, and you'll find my latest videos. I'd love to have you subscribe and tell me what you'd like to see another video made here in the near future, and I will make sure that that happens. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about stress. Where does it come from and why does it stress you out so much? Because you know what? It does. It does. Stress is a real thing. And right before the break, I was talking about how we all handle stress differently and usually not very correctly, mostly wrong. Internalizing it, bottling it up, holding on to it, blowing up, or just going crazy. And so where does that stress come from? That we have a tendency of bottling up so much, that we think we can compartmentalize, that we think we can just offset. Well, the stress comes from relationships in our life, you know, whether it's a girlfriend or boyfriend, husband, wife, boss, whatever. Family, mom, dad, aunt, uncle. Yeah, relationships are a big time source of stress. They can get to you. It can overwhelm you. It can make you feel like you can't be yourself, or you gotta act a certain way, you gotta put on a certain air, or you gotta swallow your pride, or you gotta hold your tongue. Because if I say this to so-and-so, they're gonna freak out. Also, we have arguments, and people don't always do what they say they're gonna do. Sometimes people let us down. Sometimes people put us in a bind that we have to deal with and figure out ways of getting over it. You know, a good example for some of you is you lend some money to somebody and they tell you they're going to pay you back. And then when it comes around, they haven't paid you back. And now all of a sudden you're in dire straits needing some help. And well, they're nowhere to be found. That starts stress. That creates a lot of stress and anger. Because that stress starts building up and then you start realizing that John never paid you back. And if John would have paid you back or you never would have loaned John the money, you would have been fine. But you can't get a hold of John now because he's not answering the phone and his voicemail's full. And so every text message you send is not responded to and it makes you feel really good and warm inside, right? No. And so what happens is you internalize that stress and then you start trying to figure out where am I going to come up with this? How am I going to cover it? And that's just one example of many. You know, sometimes when it comes to relationships, somebody says they're going to do something and never follows through. That can cause stress. That can cause anger, too, because you're like, God, I can't believe I fell for that. Or why can't they just follow through? So relationships are definitely the first line of stress oftentimes. Family is part of those relationships, right? And work. The folks that you work with, coworkers, as well as your boss, as well as the whole group can be stressful. Sometimes you can walk into a corporation and it's just a great feeling, like a great vibe. And other times you can walk in that door and it looks like everybody's like 30 days away from being sacked. And that's a real painful place to be at because everybody's coming from a stressful position. Everybody's on edge. It's very hard to keep that feeling of calmness, especially when you're surrounded by that. And also sometimes some corporations, it's like their culture. their corporate culture is based on management that aren't very good at being leaders. And so, unfortunately, or they lead from the iron fist, or they lead from a very angry position, or they lead with the scare tactic, and all those kind of things trickle down. And the more that trickles down, the more all the employees feel that way. People are short with each other, curt, angry. Why didn't you give me that report? You know, I asked you for it an hour ago. You know, I'm getting my butt chewed out over here by so-and-so. You probably like that, you know. You probably want me to get fired. So you have that whole snowball effect of stress, and then it creates all that baggage. And the next thing you know, you're coming home from work every night, you know, having a couple of drinks and trying to decompress, like that word, decompress. And it's just not really helping. And your spouse says something, or your kid says something stupid, you know, and you just go off, right? That's what we call going off, right? Internalizing and then blowing up. And unfortunately, we're not blowing up at the person that really deserves it. But does anybody really deserve it? No. Because, I mean, unless it was going all the way up to the top of management of the company that started the whole thing and they don't manage, right? But, you know, semantics. But yeah, so that's the key, right? And that's the situation. But unfortunately, because you want to keep your job, you can't really go on into the manager's office or the VP's office and say, you're a really poor manager, and you are not good at making people want to do their jobs. You do not supply the ability to help other people, and you create this culture that's causing all these problems. No, unfortunately, if you want to keep working there, probably you can't say anything. If you don't care about working there, go for it. Do it. Do what you got to do, okay? Because I'm all about being honest. I'm all about telling the truth. And sometimes, you know, if you had a good person that was really in charge, they could listen to it. But unfortunately, you know, that's not always the case. So it trickles down. So that stress begins to trickle down throughout the rest of your life. And so you got family stress, right? Maybe mom and dad are trying to retire. They got some financial issues. Maybe mom or dad needs to go into a facility because they're unable to take care of themselves and you can't be there 24/7. And that's painful. That's stressful. It makes you upset. It makes you sad. It makes you want to, you know, you wish you could do everything and you can't. So you're starting to see the limitations. You're starting to get angry about the situation. You're starting to get angry about the whole concept of age, and the list goes on. And so you begin to stress out. And then what else happens from that? We internalize that, right? And we begin to internalize it and say, oh my gosh, what happens when that happens when I get older? Will that happen to me? Is that going to happen? And how would I want to be treated? And so all these things go into your mind, causing even more stress. Some of us get angry. Some of us get sad because we want to be able to change the situation. But unfortunately, because of finances and bills, we can't take off work to take care of them full time. And that's what they need. And so we're going antithetical, perhaps, to what we've always said we were going to do, because we always thought that we could handle everything. You know, what about work? That whole stress level, we talked about that. What about money? Kind of talked about that too, because stress and money go hand in hand a lot of times when you're not flowing in it and you need assistance in something, or one thing's not working or whatever. It's tough. It's tough. And that's a big deal. And that's a source of a lot of stress, and that's a source of the reason for a lot of divorces, because people can't keep it together because of the money. And I think that's a real thing in our environment right now, in our communities, in our cities, our states, in our country. You know, I mean, ever since September 11, 2001, I mean, being able to make as much money as we had the possibility of doing has totally changed, right? The day prior changed it. And so we have a lot of stuff out there that we have to deal with. We work a lot more hours and we get paid less for the most part. And so hard working days and trying to make ends meet has gotten more difficult for many people, for a majority of Americans, for sure. Across the world, probably so as well. And I think that because of that compounding of stress, I think that leads to anger and resentment. And I also think that with the culmination of social media and the haves and the have-nots, you also begin to stress out about your position in life, but you also begin to judge yourself. That internal judgment causes sadness, depression, and the list goes on. And that's key here. And so, you know, I'm doing this show tonight because stress is a real thing, and it can really hurt you mentally, physically, and emotionally. And that's what I don't want to see. I want to see you jump on top of this and really, you know, power up, and to some degree, use it to help you out. Use it to impact you in a different way. Transmute that energy of stress and make it work for you. So when we look at stress, so the stress that comes from these factors, right? You got family, relationships, work, money, school, all the above. The stress that resurrects from that, how do you see that stress? How do you see that stress? Okay, so one of the ways that you can see it as what? Stress is my enemy. It's your enemy, okay? Is stress your enemy? Do you see stress as the enemy at large? And when we see stress as an enemy, it's hard to do anything else with it. It just becomes that enemy. It just becomes that thing. And it's hard to transmute it, to make it work for you. Labels are everything, okay? In our mind, in our mental faculties, labels are absolutely everything. And when we label something like that, it's hard to deal with it, because when you're dealing with what we consider an enemy, we want to fight the enemy. But how do you fight stress? You really can't. You've got to deal with it, destroy it to some degree, you know, suck the life out of it, or just take the air out of it, or be able to see it from a different perspective and have it work for you. You know, the second way that we can see stress is that push to be better, that push to be quicker, stronger, faster, that push that pushes us to the next level. And I think sometimes when we see stress as that push, and you have to kind of work at your perspective to see that, you definitely got to go out of enemy label territory, okay? Got to do that first and foremost, and move it to, well, maybe it's giving me the push, maybe the drive per se, right? The push, the drive to be better, to overcome, to see the forest through the trees. And maybe that push might be more of a mental calisthenics for you to overcome and to say, you know what, this isn't the end of the world, okay? This is a push, this is a drive to be better, to get over it, and I'm going to make it happen. And this is going to be one of the many, and I'm going to make this a milestone and continue going. And I think that really goes a long way to a benefit, but also for our personal growth. When I return, I'll be talking about more about how you see stress, how do you deal with it, and what can you do about the stress all in all. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about stress, where it comes from, why does it stress us out, and how can we deal with it to make it work for us. Right before the break, I was talking about how we see our stress. Often we see our stress as our enemy. And what do we want to do with our enemy? We want to fight our enemy. Can we really fight stress? No. No, it doesn't work. It's like playing paper, rock, and scissors, and you're both doing the rock. You're both doing the scissors. You know, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It can be our push. It can even be our drive. And when that occurs, it begins to change and morph into something that's not sinister. It's just something that's happening. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we have to deal with when we're dealing with stress, is not attach labels. Not attach labels, but better yet, see it, observe it, allow it to be, and come up with the best response. Because when we don't create labels, all of a sudden, we're able to work with something and not label it as being bad or good or what have you, just seeing it for it is. And for when we do that in anything, when we see the situation for what it is, we're able to overcome it because we just don't see it as a huge mountain we got to hike, and we definitely don't see it as the enemy. Oftentimes we can see it as the setback or holding us back. And when we see it as a setback, it's hard to overcome that. You see what I'm saying? It's hard to sit there and say, to jump that hurdle. It feels like someone's holding our feet to the ground. And I don't want to give the stress, aka the change in my life, that much power over me. I used to do that. I used to not be able to see the forest through the trees because I would identify and label things certain ways. And it wasn't until, I guess, about 5 years ago, I started realizing and being cognitive every single second of how I'm labeling something. And when I was able to really define how I labeled things and watch it, I go, oh, man. Okay. Now this makes sense. The more that I'm able to see something without an attachment of value, it makes it a lot easier for me to get to that next level, to find the obvious solution, to work to find a solution, and better yet, to sometimes see how this particular stress point opened my eyes to a new perspective, opened my eyes to a new opportunity, just opened my eyes in general where I could really understand something, and later on down the road really helps me to get to that next level. I think oftentimes, though, a lot of us see that stress and we internalize it as, why do we even do anything at all? The world's against us. Look, this is just another example of how the world is against me. Yeah, I just try and try and try and I just get kicked back down every single time. Every chance it gets, it kicks me back down. And I know you're not going around telling everybody that. Some of you are, actually. Some of you are. But a lot of us are internalizing that. And what happens when we see stress that way, why do anything? Because we're just getting beaten down. Our life becomes that song. Our life becomes that way. Well, why should I do anything? It's just going to happen. When I have something good come to me, it's just going to be taken away. It's just the way it is. Look at all the stress in my life. And we've got to really turn that thought process around and see it and identify it and deal with it in a much different way to be able to move forward in our life, to see the positive in our life, but better yet, to realize that oftentimes change brings on stress. And that's oftentimes where the stress comes from, because we as humans have a tendency of not liking change. It scares us, we're fearful, we're scared of the unknown, scared of what's next, and that's normal. And that's normal. I'm not making light of that whatsoever. I've had issues with change that I'm like, oh. But overall, when I step back and realize nothing is permanent, and that oftentimes these little lessons are for a bigger lesson in life, i.e. that our life is not permanent, all of a sudden we begin to see that it's helping us to be able to cope with the bigger picture. So when we're dealing with stress, I think that oftentimes how we deal with it directly relates to what we can do about it and the impact it has, but better yet, the growth aspect that it has as well. And I know some of you out there say, well, when I'm dealing with stress, I feel like I can't breathe. I'm stressed out. I got anxiety, panic attack. I'm barely holding on. And I understand where you're coming from. I get it. But in those situations, you got to breathe. Okay, you got to breathe. You got to sit back. And you got to do some deep breathing exercise. You got to go take a walk. You got to go exercise. You got to figure out something to offset this trigger. And oftentimes, most of the stuff, well, all of this stuff is in our mind. The way we interpret something. I mean, it's true. I mean, it's in our mind. So the way that I interpret one thing and the way you interpret something is totally different. And the way someone else interprets the same thing is totally different. And oftentimes, yes, when we keep things bottled up and we don't have anybody to talk to and we can't get our ideas out on paper, we can't get our thoughts out there in the universe, we have a tendency of feeling stressed out, anxiety-ridden, panic attacks, And when we have to resort to medication or seeing a doctor because we don't know how to deal with it. But this is stress. And when we finally wrap our brain around how to deal with it is when it becomes easier. And that begins with, first off, no matter how stressed out or unstressed out you are, you got to look at self-care and taking care of yourself and monitoring, you know, your pulse and monitoring your heart rate and being aware of it when something's really stressing you out. You know, another thing we have to work to eliminate is to see things as always and never, very black and white exact things, because to me, everything's an ebb and flow. Nothing's going to last forever, and nothing's going to be around forever, meaning the good's not always going to be around and the bad's not always going to be around, however you define it. Whatever this is going to move past. We will eventually get past it to some degree, and our life will move on. And, you know, one of the things that you can think about is, depending on what this stress is to focus on that stress and say, hey, is this stress going to affect me, this particular situation, is it going to affect me in 6 months? Okay, if it's not, will it affect me in 3 months? If it's not, will it affect me in a month? Okay, if it's not going to affect you after a month, really think about how much energy and power and resources you're putting into dealing with this. Okay? Because when we're right up next to something, it's hard to realize the real significance of something, because we see it so big and so magnified when someone else that has that perspective, just that little distance, can see that it's not that big of a deal. You know, it's interesting how we can also see this stress as an evil type energy. And I think anytime we see something that's like evil like that, we got to really process it. Even if it's a boss trying to fire you and you're in a negative corporate culture, sure, that's not cool. But is it telling you something? Why are you fighting going up this upstream battle when the culture is different from you and you can see it and it's very negative and it's a very angry environment? Have you thought about putting that resume out and looking around? And I know we want to fight, you know, for our right to be there, but sometimes we're just not supposed to be there. I've had many doors close on me when I thought it was the right place and I worked so hard. But they closed the door on me and I look back at it. At first, I was very, very angry, very resentful. But then I look back at it and it was a God, it was a blessing. It was a blessing from God that I didn't deal with that, because I met people that were there and they were so depressed and did not like working there, so stressed out. Man, it's not worth it. And so sometimes when we're not working with the group and it seems like everything we're doing is judged in a negative way, and people seem to be kind of messing with you and you're kind of like their target, you got to step back and say, maybe I'm not in the right place and there's a better place for me to be at. You know, oftentimes when we do deal with stress in a good way, we're not letting it hold us down. Instead, we're realizing that we have power over it, and that's amazing. When we realize that we have that personal power to overcome really anything, and actually see that and recognize it, you don't have to be narcissistic or egomaniac. I'm talking about just recognizing the power you have within. All of a sudden, life gets pretty cool, okay? Because all of a sudden, you see the potential in the situation, and you can accept it and let it work for you. Joining me in studio today is Sherry Lee White to give her a weekly wellness tip that's going to impact our lives in an awesome way. Hey, Sherry, how you doing?
Hey, Ashley, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad that you're in studio today. And I've been in a giggly mood today. What should we be doing today to better our life?
Funny you should mention that. You've surely heard the phrase, laughter is the best medicine.
I love that medicine. It's my favorite.
Well, funnily enough, research shows these claims shouldn't be taken lightly. Numerous studies have shown physical and mental health benefits from laughter. In fact, Dr. Norman Cousins experienced a laughter recovery from a fatal illness back in 1964, claiming just 10 minutes of laughter per day resulted in major positive benefits. Research has also shown depression and anxiety to be relieved by laughter, blood pressure lowered, our immune systems are bolstered, and personal relationships strengthened just by doing a little ha ha ha.
Well, I love laughing. I laugh all the time. Do you get a chance to laugh every day, Sherry?
I absolutely do my best to make sure I get in a few guffaws.
We do good here in studio, too.
We sure do.
So from now on out, guys, as you're listening to the show, check out Sherry's blog as well, because she's got more information on the benefits of laughter. And where can I find that blog at?
That's at sherryleewhite.com. And I'll also share some of my favorite videos that will make us laugh on Facebook.
I love it. I'm going to go check out those videos now and get some laughs. Well, I'll do it after the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Ashley.
Well, I'll see you next week, Sherry.
See you then.
Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about stress. How we deal with it, but better yet, how we should be dealing with it to better our lives and to make the most of what we got going on. You know, oftentimes when we're dealing with stress, we either feel like we can't breathe or we see it as an always or never. We see it as that evil energy. God bless. We just never can get on top. There's always something bad. We let it hold us down. But sometimes we can switch the script and recognize how this can propel us forward so that we can begin to see more of our potential. We can begin to accept the stress and begin to let it work for us. So how do we do this? What can we do about dealing with a stressful situation to let it begin to work for us? Because I know it sounds good. How do we do it? The first thing that we can do is to realize when we are under stress, to not identify ourselves as being stressed out. It's interesting how we identify ourselves as being one thing or another. Because I like to identify myself as soul being. Soul being, yeah, B-E-I-N-G. I like to do that. I like to identify myself as Ashley or Burgess or Ashley Burgess or me. I don't like to identify myself as stressed out. It's the same as identifying yourself as angry. I'm angry. I thought I was Ashley. I'm stressed out. I thought I was Ashley. And what happens is we define ourselves based on this terminology. And we begin to become that. Because what we say about ourselves with repetition becomes our own reality. I know, we've got that kind of power. I can create harmony within myself, and I can create complete outrage and anger and resentment. When people say, I'm resentful. Okay, great. I'm angry. Great. I just want to be me. I might feel some emotional anger at some point. I may feel some regret at some point, but I am not regretful. I am not regret, right? And so the first thing we can begin to do when we're dealing with stress is to not define ourselves as being stressed out. I think if we're going to define ourselves as anything, as ourselves, but being powerful and equipped enough to take care of what we need to take care of. You know, the next step that I think works out very well is to first off be aware of the situation. So you step back, you know you're in a stressful situation, and to define why this feels stressful to you. Why does this feel stressful? When we're able to define why it feels stressful, we can begin to find a solution. And you know, it's interesting when we begin to define that, what that does by just asking why it feels stressful is it's not about we're stressed out. It's about we're seeing that there's a feeling that we have, right? I'm getting this feeling. Why am I getting this feeling? Where is it coming from? Why do I feel that way? And it takes some of the pressure off of you to be able to look at it from a little distance. Because it's not happening to you, it's kind of happening around you. And that always works better, to not make a snap decision that doesn't really work, or to get scared, or to internalize it, or to freak out on it because it's hard to deal with it. It allows you to step back and begin to analyze a situation from a little farther perspective. You know what you can do too, is that while you're analyzing the situation, I like to put on my lab coat. So I like to put on the lab coat with the little, you know, name tag that's, you know, like the embroidery name on the side, you know, my white lab coat, Ashley Burgess, Dr. Burgess, you know, I mean, I like to put that on. So put your lab coat on, put your goggles on, and I'm not, you don't have to have real goggles and lab coat, but visualize this when you're dealing with a stressful moment and realize it's like you're in the lab. It's like chemistry class. Remember when you're in chemistry class and you used to try to see, well, if I mix this with that, what happens? And how do I take this chemical and compound that with that chemical? Yeah. And all of a sudden, the stress doesn't seem so stressful because now you're looking at it from the eyes and the goggles of being in a classroom. Okay? And then it begins to take the stress off of you because you realize this is just another thing. It's another lesson in life. It's another lesson because that's what we learn in class, right? And how is life any different than class? How is life any different than class? It's not. It's just, it's, you don't meet at the same times every day. The same folks aren't in your class. You don't get made fun of by the same people. And that one teacher you love's not around, probably. Yeah, okay, so there you go. That's the only difference. And so when you recognize stress as just being another classroom deal, where here's another thing that we're going to learn today. Hey, kids, open up the textbooks to page 482. We're going to see what happens when we mix this and that. And we're going to add this to the Bunsen burner today. And everybody pick out your lab partners. It's going to be a fun day today. Yeah, it's the same thing. And I know some people go, well, you know what? But my stress is really stressful. I'm sure it is. I'm not making fun of your stress at all. I'm not belittling your stress. I'm not lessening your stress. But I am offering you the tools to see stress as it is. It's a learning tool. It's something that we have to overcome. Largely, it's surrounded by change to some degree. And we have to learn how to deal with it. And if you think about it like in a classroom setting, you realize that this entire life that we're in is a classroom itself. We're in a class, we're learning constantly, and that's what this life is about. We're here on earth to learn. And we're here on life to learn the fact that, you know what, nothing's permanent. And so these different little levels of stress are kind of like indicators about that. But also, I think that if you take it a step further, having some of the stress in our life shows us that we're quite powerful, we're very knowledgeable, and we can really take on almost anything, if not anything and everything that comes our way, especially when we define it in certain ramifications that is not labeling it in a way that it's evil, it's going to kill us, it's going to take us down, this is the end of the world, God, I never can get a break. When we take that out and we realize that this too shall pass, right? We begin to see the forest through the trees. We begin to breathe slower and better. By focusing on our breathing, we're able to calm down and to be able to see our situation clearer. You know, another thing that we can do right now to deal with the stress and to make it work for us is to realize that stress obviously is usually based around change. And because change is usually a source of stress, we got to change our definition of being bad and good. And what I mean by that is often we feel that change is a bad thing. We got to turn that around and realize that change is a part of life. It's a normal part of life. It's something that we normally have to deal with. And usually, even though change can begin with something feeling like fish out of water, being stressed out, not knowing what's going to happen, eventually that change goes away, we overcome it, and our life morphs into a higher level or a different perspective or what have you, but there's something more than meets the eye from the initial stress point. Also, when we deal with stress in the proper ways, it shows us how strong we truly are, okay? We as individuals, how strong we are, how we're able to deal with certain things, how we're able to understand a situation, see it from a certain perspective, sit back and look at it like a laboratory situation or like a classroom, and be able to see it as a learning experience instead of a problem. There's something good at the end of the situation. And I think it often just shows us how strong we are as individuals, our abilities to overcome certain things. And when we're able to really step back and see all the different layers of it and from the different perspectives, it also shows us how much clarity of thought we have, but also how much true power we have in our life to really find all kinds of different solutions, figure out the best solution, and work to that positive solution. Because there's many different options when we're dealing with a situation, and when we realize that we have the ability to do many different things on many different levels, and we're able to really see it clearly, we not only see ourselves as being not only intelligent and smart and forthright, but we also realize how strong we are and how much we can do to take care of ourselves. And that goes a great deal to self-worth and seeing ourselves in a high self-worth. Last but not least is to begin to see your strengths as a positive thing when you're dealing with situations and to recognize the bigger picture. When we overcome stress and overcome change and see different perspectives and work to a good solution and positively deal with the situation that has been put in front of us, we're able, after we take care of the situation and after we find the proper solution and implement it and work toward it and calmly come to a solution, we begin to sit back and recognize the bigger picture, the great tapestry, so to speak. And that's why we're here. We're here to learn, to grow. Our life is like a classroom. We're here to grow, to learn, and we're here to be better than we were yesterday. With regards to dealing with stress, I hope that I've offered a new perspective to look at and to use the next time that stress and change comes into your world. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in three shakes.